Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Rolling Energy Group Fabulous Wednesday. Tonight, we hope to enlighten you, excite you, and introduce you to our family here at Rolling Energy. A couple things I need to get out of the way. First of all, this radio show has not been evaluated by any government regulatory agencies, so we ask that you not ask any medical questions whatsoever. We will not be discussing any kind of medical issues. We are not here to try to diagnose, cure, or prevent any kind of illness or diseases, so please don't ask, refrain from asking that question. Second is we ask basically that we don't discuss any kind of income or income claims. Make sure that you get back with one of our business partners, our branding partners that invited you to this show, and have a pen and piece of paper handy tonight, and have a pen and piece of paper when you go to their website and look at the rewards and the compensation and the pay structure, and read it, honestly, about 5 or 6 times. We're going to do an interview tonight, and we're going to talk a little bit about a famous person. Basically, Albert Einstein basically said he was the smartest person in the world. We're going to talk about a gentleman by the name of Nikola Tesla. We're going to tell you what he was working on in 1895. Believe it or not, in 1895 in his journal, he had pictures of self-driving vehicles. And in 1920, he was working on something dealing with quantum resonating energy and radio frequency waves, and he had a drawing of a little 3.5-inch wide by 5-inch long little bitty box-looking thing. What does that remind you of? We're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about a young 19-year-old physics major that opened up the vision of where we're at today, and we're going to talk about why no one's ever heard of this little bitty company that's done over $1 billion around the world in sales that's changing people's lives. But tonight, first thing we want to do is we want to do a roll call. So I want you to press 1 right now. I want you to get into the queue so we basically that way we know who you are, who invited you, so the person that invited you gets credit for inviting you, because see, by you being on this call, that person wins a 6-day free supply, and by you being on the call as a first-time listener, you win a 9-day supply. And then we're going to interview a gentleman by the name of Professor Herb Samuels. Now, me and Herb both have business degrees and marketing degrees. We both have built a linear brick-and-mortar businesses that had sales over $3.6 million for multiple years. But Irv actually taught it, has an MBA. He has a psychology degree. He has a speech degree. But what he's really known for, this guy is literally a type of man that he will go out and lay in a stream or lay in a field. He'll walk barefooted into swamps and literally put his feet and toesies into the mud and sand. He's a naturist. He has took more than a million and taken more than a million plus people all parts of the world, and gets paid to basically take people and show people what they could eat, the berries, the weeds, the plants, what could sustain their life. And he's one of the most foremost people in the world. So we're going to interview him. But first, I want Pam, Diana. And I want to give Diana Anderson a special thanks tonight for basically operating the board. Pam, for helping us, Richard Matwishan and Sean Doc Farrell, there are 4 people that help us out tremendously. Without them, Irv and I couldn't do all the traveling that we do and put this show on. So first, let's open up the lines, and if you would, press 1 and get in the queue, and we're going to together and be able to ask some questions to myself or Professor Irv and get some enlightenment, hopefully get some major excitement in your life and understand where the future of the whole world is going. So if you would, Diana, do you have anyone that's pressing 1 yet?
Yes. How about 9807?
9807. Care to tell us your first name and the state you're calling from?
9807, you're live.
If you've accidentally hit mute, unmute yourself, or if you accidentally hit star 6, don't hit the button more than one time, because if you do, it'll mute yourself out. Hit star, hit 1 just one time. Press 1 just one time only. All right.
Okay,
oh,
we're
keep that
go
line
to
open. We're going to another one.
Okay, 3640.
3640.
You are live.
I thought you were wanting roll call. I'm listening. That's what I want you to know. I'm listening.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm doing pretty good.
Just hang on. We're gonna do the interview here in just a minute and interview Professor Irv. All right, so we got you, Liz, down for that number. All right, Diana, keep going.
Okay, we have Pam is on the line. Pam, you want to say hello?
Absolutely. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Pam. Now, Pam is the Reiki master, and she'll tell you in a little bit what a Reiki master is. Thank you, Pam. All right. Anybody else? Press 1.
8306.
All right, Miss Diane.
8306.
8306.
8306. You're live.
Hello. Good evening,
Hello.
Everyone. Hi. How's everybody doing
How
this
you?
Evening? I'm doing
We're
good.
Glad. And tell your first name and who invited you and the state you're calling from.
Ms. LeDon and Charles invited me.
Okay, you're breaking Great. Up 8306. Can you say your first name?
Yeah, you're not. We're not getting a good signal from you for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Hold the phone a little closer and
better now?
That's a little better. Can you hear her first name, Diana, where you can write it all down?
Nope.
Okay.
All right, try one more time. Yeah, you're breaking up way too bad.
I'm
I don't know what it is.
The connection is really, really bad. Okay, hopefully we can try back in just a little bit. Maybe we have a little bit better connection.
Okay,
yes.
I'll try back again. Okay.
How
All right, Professor Irv. Go ahead.
I don't see Irv.
Well, that's fine. I can do it if he don't show up. He's...
Okay, so 8306, 7240.
Hi, Dave Anderson here.
Hey, Dave. Thank you for coming on board tonight. Great.
I got a
All right,
funky
anybody
story.
Else? Huh? What is it, Dave?
736. Whoops, just a minute. Let me put Dave back on. Sorry about that.
The other day, talking to a gal at a waitress in a store, at a restaurant, she was hobbling around, and I told her to take this earthen card and stick it in her back pocket where her phone is. And she goes, why? I says, I want to do an experiment. She goes, why? I say, well, I see you get up and go. It's got up and one-sided. She looked at me and she goes, that's because it hurts. And I go, well, just my son and I are going to be here about 10, 15 minutes or so. I'm going to give this card to you for 10, 15 minutes. I want it back, but we're going to see how your hip hurts. So it wasn't even 5 minutes. She came back and around, and she goes, "What is this card?" And I go, "Well, did you ever hug a tree in the woods?" "No." "Well, did you ever go to the beach and go barefoot?" She goes, "Oh, yeah." I said, "You walk in your backyard barefoot?" "Oh, yeah." I said, "Well, that's part of what this card does for us. It's healing from the earth in a frequency mode that mankind has figured out, what Nikola Tesla decided to figure out 100 years ago, that we finally figured out how to make it mobile." "Well," she goes, "I don't know, but man, my hip feels best it's felt in months." That's a pretty cool story.
Yes, it is. Thanks for that story. Yes, thanks for that story. All right, we're going to, if Irv ain't here, we're going to go ahead and start, unless you got some more people, Diane. Just let me know.
I have a question for you. Do you want me to put everybody back on mute, and then they can put one when they have a question in the future, or do you want me to keep everyone unmuted?
Well, you can basically probably unmute everybody, and then they could ask a question.
Okay. Let's see.
All right. And then you had a question, Diane. Go ahead.
Oh, no. We have a – they keep moving around. The numbers keep moving around. So I'm like, okay. So why don't we go ahead and start? I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody. And then if you have a question, chime in. And what you'll want to do is when you finish speaking, wait for the person to finish speaking and give it a couple seconds, because there is a lag when we're talking.
And if you do
have noise around
your background, please turn it off or we will mute you out if you got noise in the background. Okay, go ahead. Anybody got a question, want to start this off while we're waiting on Professor Irv?
I think he's here.
Oh, well, good. By time. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, does anybody have a question? I know he sprained his ankle yesterday or this morning, so he's getting old. So you know, we got to get some more patches on him so he can get young again. Anyway, Professor Irv, tell us a little bit about how this technology come about and a little bit about Nikola Tesla and what Mike Hassler and his father basically created. But why has nobody ever heard of this company that's done $1 billion in sales? Why has nobody ever heard of that? And what does that really spell out if we could help this company? Give us a little insight.
Well, the reason that the technology pretty much is under the radar is that up until a recent period in time, these particular breakthrough developments in innovation were only made available through specific practitioners that had partnered with the manufacturer. Okay, a lot of naturopathic doctors, a lot of chiropractors, an awful lot of chiropractors. They've been, you know, again, for the last 8 years. This was back in 2012 that they opened their doors originally. And they basically did most of their promotion at that time at chiropractic shows around the world. So these particular practitioners, some medical doctors, some energy healers, some essential oil people, once they were made aware of the effectiveness of the various technologies, they would have them private labeled, and they would provide them to their clients or their patients. And through that activity, they have literally sold millions and millions and millions of the various batteries that we're going to be talking about this evening. So let's talk about how it all came about. And that kind of is a long story, but I'll make it concise. Nikola Tesla, as Gary had mentioned, very smart individual, known probably best for being a futurist. He ultimately has hundreds of patents. He was an immigrant to the United States. He came, you know, here in the late 1890s, and he died in 1943. But during that period of time that he was here, he brought some of his amazing knowledge of physics. He was a quantum physicist, maybe one of the pioneering quantum physicists in the world. He was a mechanical and an electrical engineer. And basically, he is best known as being a futurist because, as Gary alluded to earlier, the fact that even in 1895 in his journals, he had a picture of a self-driving automobile. It was a little bit ahead of his time. And he had so many other innovative designs and engineering ideas. In fact, had he had his way, we would all have free electricity today. He was working on something called the Tesla coil. But the dissertation or the discussion this evening is going to be related to his pioneering work on quantum resonating energy. And everything in this world pretty much is made out of energy. And we have to, you know, thank the Lord for designing things so efficiently that everything works on energy. And man, slowly but surely, based upon some of Tesla's pioneering work in the 20s, is getting to the point where we understand and are beginning to capture some of those ideas. And here's how it specifically came about. In 2012, Mike Hassler, young man at the time, was invited to the Tesla convention, which happened to be in Germany that year. And his father, Rick Hassler, who had recently at that time sold one of his companies after 15 years of development as an Inc. 500 company for big bucks to Kyocera, the Japanese industrial global magnate. And he basically was honored that his son had been invited to the Tesla convention, which is a definitely, I'll call it an esoteric event. Not too many people in the world even know about it, yet get invited to it. And some of the sharpest minds in the world aggregate at that event. So Mike was invited. His father, Rick, had some reservations about sending him because it was in Germany that year, and Mike, he was basically a backwoods kid from New Hampshire, didn't have a whole lot of worldly experience, and Rick wasn't sure if he was ready to go to Germany to be with some of the, and I say this respectfully, the geekiest minds in the world. And they had some family arguments, but eventually Mike went out. He said, "Dad, you know, I have to be there. This is probably going to be the pinnacle event that changes and formulates my entire life." And his dad couldn't resist that, but ultimately came up with a compromise. And that was, "Okay, Mike, you're right, you're going. However, so am I." And that's what happened. They went, they attended all the lectures and all the breakout sessions, and from them, they had some serious brain swell. Some of the, you know, most amazing theories were presented. Some of, you know, Nikola Tesla's pioneering work was laid out on the teleprompter. And it was pretty much like they had been dropped into a spaceship from 2050. And it just didn't make any sense to Rick. It was all science fiction to him. You know, he was thinking, "Boy, this is really cool stuff, really awesome. But man, it's way out in the future. Science fiction for all intents and purposes." At least that's how he perceived it. And when his son said to him, "Dad, based upon what we learned and some ideas I put together, I believe I could put some practical applications together and we can impact the world." Now, you can imagine how the father reacted to that statement. He said, "What are you talking about?" And Mike said, "I got it, Dad. Man, I got some great ideas and I'm ready to go to work." And Rick has a lot of confidence in all of his children. They're all sharp kids. And he basically said, well, what do you think, Mike? And at that point, Mike said, money, Dad, and lots of it. Rick, being a practical businessman, said, for what? Mike said, well, I need state-of-the-art computing equipment. I need the ability to work with blue light equipment. I need the ability to embed energy into Acquia solutions. I need the ability to isolate frequencies from given sources. I need the ability, and he went on and on, basically spelling out what turned out to be and now is a state-of-the-art quantum physics laboratory. Big bucks. And apparently he must have, you know, come across with enough passion and enough focus that when, you know, he explained that to his dad said, all right, here's the checkbook. And Mike went to work. He procured the equipment. And once he had that equipment, he wanted to prove to his dad how serious of a man he was. He wanted to prove that he was going to achieve exactly what he set out to achieve, and that was change the world. And he has done that. And now we're going to kind of circle around to their first patent, because it's a critical thing to begin to put your head around before you start asking questions as to how is this relevant to you. And that first patent, I like to call it a trifecta, has three components. The first component is that we isolate an energy source. Okay, we can find out exactly what the frequency is that any source is emanating. And you can look at our patents. We now have six of them. Get back to the individual who invited you to the show tonight, and they'll be glad to share, you know, the specific detail of those patents if you're interested in that. And you can see exactly the mechanisms whereby we, you know, basically isolate those frequencies and are able to duplicate or replicate them. And this is what we do. The second part of the patent is that we put them into storage devices. I like to call them batteries. We use substrates that efficiently hold the energy. This is quantum resonating energy. And that's why I like to call them batteries, because they're just simply substances that hold energy, just like your common batteries for your radio or for your laptop or for your car. I had one that went dead this morning. They only hold energy for a certain period of time, and then you need to do something. Sometimes you can recharge them. Sometimes you could do other things. But with these quantum resonating energy devices, you could specifically enjoy the benefits while the energy is in them. And we use holograms, and we use carbon fiber materials, but not your basic carbon fiber material. We use layered, striated carbon fibers. We specifically use holograms that have geometric patterns and layering in them. Very unique holograms and very efficient at holding this energy. And here's the third part, and probably you're going to have the same difficulty that I had in even believing this is a possibility, that this came to our world, that it's not a part of the future, because it's hard to get your head around. And the third part is that when you come into the proximity of one of these batteries, basically when one of these is placed within your energy field or the energy field of a plant or of an animal or of a mammal, that specific recipient benefits from the energy in the battery as if they had consumed the original emanating source of the energy, or as if they had been exposed to the originating source that has that specific energy. What did I just say? Did I just say that man now has figured out how to take the frequency of the earth, put it into a device, into a, you know, some kind of a battery, and by having it near you, you get the full benefit as if you are directly on the earth, even if you're in outer space? Or if you indeed have one of these batteries that has the benefits of zinc in it, or, you know, maybe a natural plant source like elderberry or Kodakoda, that you're getting exactly the same benefit as you, as if you had been exposed to consuming that particular commodity? Well, turns out that's why it's hard to understand, but it is now available for us to utilize and benefit from for the rest of our lives. A miracle in technology.
It's warm in here.
Absolutely. Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, who's got any questions for Professor Irv or myself? If you got any kind of issues that has anything to do with, let's say, your knee may kind of hurt or your back may hurt, or let's say you got a toothache, or let's say you get a headache, or let's just say you have days that you don't feel really, really good and you got fogginess in the mind, or let's just say you need to lose a few inches, or you need to detox, or you'd like to lose a few pounds. Maybe you got stiffness when you wake up and your joints, and it takes you forever to get up out of bed. Or maybe when you go to try to walk, you're taking little teeny tiny baby steps. Or maybe you don't have good balance. Maybe you're, you know, find yourself tipping over or almost falling. What kind of issues do you have? And we'd love to help you, but reframe from medical again. We're not trying to cure or prevent any kind of diseases or any kind of, we're not here to talk about medical, but it is a breakthrough, and we're here to answer some questions. So who's got a question? Why don't we start off with Pam, since she is a Reiki master. She can tell us what a Reiki master is and why she got involved with something like this. Miss Pam, are you still here?
I am.
All right.
So yes.
Tell us how many years you've done this, and what is a Reiki master? Because a lot of people may not know what that is yet.
So Reiki is just a means of sharing, channeling, universal life force energy. So kind of the same stuff Irv was talking about. We can do it either one-on-one with someone or over a distance. So my concept of energy is maybe, and anybody who does energy work, maybe a little different from the general population. So when Irv had walked into my store and as the gentleman was explaining about the earthing card and the power of the earthing card, he walked into my little store and said, hey, you want to do a muscle test and check out this this earthing card that's programmed with the positive frequencies from Mother Nature. I was in. And that's all it took, holding that card for about 50 seconds. I felt the energy of it. And similar to Reiki, it you know, we're all energy. So when maybe, you know, things happen in life and maybe your energy is a little bit lower, and even with everything that we had been doing, I had been going through a lot personally. And so, you know, I felt that energy in that card right away. And I think I got back to Irv within a couple of days and said, yeah, I'm totally in. What do I do? And I have that experience with my Reiki clients. They come in, something just doesn't feel right. And so even if there isn't something specific going on, you know, we have the seven energy centers in our body, the seven chakras, and our bodies are very similar to, I don't know, maybe the best analogy is a car. You know, you take your car in and they say, oh, you need an alignment. And you think, well, you know, it's been running fine. I've been driving it. You know, should I spend the money for that alignment? And the answer is always yes, 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 because once your energy centers are in alignment, just like your car, everything works better. You get better gas mileage. The ride feels better. Everything's better. It's easier to handle. It's easier to stay in your lane. And so, you know, I think that's a really good analogy for the energy, because with all of the marvelous things that are are embedded into these batteries. We're talking sacred geometry and Reiki frequencies and sound healing and essential oils and all of the things that, you know, you can do all this stuff, but then you got to figure out, well, how much of it do I do? And you got to, you know, well, does this go with that? And, you know, with these batteries, it's all done for us. So, and I did want to share that I've been utilizing just about every product except the sleep. And so Irv inspired me Monday on the call to try the sleep, describing how you'll get into REM sleep better. And I myself have never had problems falling asleep because I work a lot. Usually when my head hits the pillow, I'm out. But he inspired me by saying, you know, you notice your dreams will get clearer and even in full living color and all of those things. So the last two nights, I just have to say, I have slept deeper and sounder, and I wake up more ready for the day. So I'm going to continue the sleep. So funny that I didn't think it was something that I needed, but it already, after just two nights, I can definitely feel a difference. So thank you for that, Professor Irv. I appreciate it.
Fantastic.
Well, we appreciate it.
Hi.
We appreciate you so much, Pam, and the point that you just made is something that everybody should pay attention to. And the sleep happens to be the least expensive modality out of everything that we have, other than maybe the freshness card or the earthing card, because they last virtually forever. But when you use a sleep modality, you know, they are peeling sticks that are designed like everything else to pretty much hold the energy that's been embedded in them for about 72 hours, 3 days. But because we only sleep a third of the day, that means that one of these inexpensive batteries, inexpensive stickers, will last 9 days and maybe more. So, you know, talking about, you know, having the blessings of deep restorative sleep for, you know, pennies. Why wouldn't anybody that understands the importance of getting your body back to, you know, its efficient way of restoring and bringing itself to optimal health, why would you not use that amazing technology consistently? And that's definitely, thank you, Pam. You pointed out some good reasons, even if you didn't think you had any reason to try that particular modality. We all have lots of reasons to enjoy it every day.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Pam. All right, who's next? Anyone?
I'll throw a question out there while we're...
Okay, Irv, well, I've got you on the... what is the last four digits of your number tonight?
Forty-two eighty-one.
That's funny because it's not showing up on here. That's really bizarre. That's why I said you weren't on. That's really weird. Okay, but I wanted to piggyback on what Pam was saying about sleep. I have always been one that I had trouble shutting my mind off. Once I got to sleep, if I was woke up, I could not go back to sleep. It was a running joke when my daughters were teenagers. They would tell their friends that spent the night, don't, we have to be quiet because if we wake my mom up, we're all going to die. Because it was like... they knew how angry I would be because I would not be able to go back to sleep. Well, when I started using the sleep if I get woke up, I can go back to sleep. I'm sleeping harder than I've ever, or deeper, I should say, than I've ever slept before. I'm having dreams. And when I wake up, I feel very, very refreshed. And so having that, along with all the other modalities, have made my life way more balanced. I have my earthing card on me all the time. My food freshness card is in my pantry, my refrigerator, under my, I mean, it's several places throughout my house. These items have literally enhanced my life in more ways than I can actually say. But I wanted to piggyback on what Pam said about sleep, definitely.
Love it. I'd like to mention something pretty fascinating to me. I have a rental dog with me this week. And what is a rental dog? Well, there are so many owners of dogs that specifically, you know, maybe have handicap circumstances or mobility issues or lack of, you know, willingness, whatever it is, but they don't give their lovely family members, you know, the attention that, in my opinion, dogs deserve. You know, they don't get to go on long walks, and they don't get to enjoy, you know, romps in the woods and playing in the swamps and chasing the frisbees in the lakes and the creeks and whatever. And as a consequence, I have, I guess I'm an uncle to many dogs around the world. And when I, you know, have a little leisure time in which I'm going to be, you know, kind of in a stable or relatively stable environment for a couple days, if I have the possibility, I pick up one of these dogs. I call them rental dogs because, you know, I just pick it up for the day or the week or the couple days, and I return it, you know, sort of like being a grandparent, you know, all the blessings, but none of the really day-to-day mundane maintenance requirements. So with this particular dog, I have J-Lo this week, and she's a, you know, a real gorgeous 8-year-old that I've been experimenting with. I, you know, put a wow tag on her, and she's been wearing it, and boy, it's maybe too much for her. It calms her down so much that she just, you know, kind of, instead of you know, doing normal dog stuff, she tends to be enamored with being with me. So when that wow tag is on, she's just, you know, always watching me and won't let me go out of her sight. And it's pretty unusual. But again, so I take it on, or put it on and I take it off until we get, you know, or acclimated or whatever. But in the meantime, I decided to try a sleep patch on that wow pet tag. What I really have been extremely excited about is that dogs, typically when you watch them sleep, you know, when they go into REM sleep, you know, they not only have rapid eye movement, but they literally, most dogs, they literally start, their body gets into, you know, kind of conjunctive action related to that REM cycle. And once I put that sleep patch on that, on the wow patch, it is unbelievable at how many times this dog goes into REM sleep. So all I could say is she's revitalized in the morning, and boy, is she a chore to keep up with as far as her energy levels for an 8-year-old dog. Pretty cool. And we have simple solutions that are perfectly safe, and they go on, you know, and solve so many challenges that our loving creatures have, as well as people.
All right, anyone else? Herb, tell us a little bit while we're waiting about the nitro and how it gives me personally energy, and how basically what it actually does for professional sports players or tennis players or somebody that likes to run, you know, do a workout, or even better than that, does it give us performance? Could it take, if I was 75 years old, could it help me, Lily, other places if I got frisky, say in the bedroom, could it help me there? Tell us a little bit about Nitro.
Back in 1995, there was a Nobel laureate, a pharmacologist, that won the physics prize that year. And his dissertation basically, you know, details an encyclopedia of benefits associated with the production of nitric oxide in the mammalian body. Nitric oxide is a gas that is produced naturally in the mammalian body. It's produced in the cardiovascular system. And one of the takeaways from that dissertation, and now there are literally encyclopedias of information known about the value of having high levels of nitric oxide. Unfortunately, as we get older, tends to wane. We don't have the nutrition that supports optimal development typically in our diets. And most people don't eat a couple bushels of kale a day, and you know, people don't eat multiple bunches of beets and other things that stimulate nitric oxide production. So our simple batteries are perfect because they resonate various frequencies that stimulate the production continuously. And the takeaway is that nitric oxide is a natural vasculator. It literally affords your entire cardiovascular system better health. The ability for it to deliver nutrients and oxygen more effectively to every cell in your body. And when you begin to think about oxygen, okay, and how important that is at the cellular level, well, you know, just think about it systemically. Quit breathing for a while. You'll realize it's pretty important, okay? And on the converse side, if you want to, you know, experience the benefits of oxygen, when you indeed bring in some impetus, whether it's, you know, hyperventilating or whether you hop on at an oxygen bar, the key is that it allows for better performance and quicker recovery time in every aspect of your life, mental clarity and focus, physical energy. If you're going to do, you know, kind of a weekend warrior project, or if you're going to do some kind of extreme exertion activity, you'll find that with high levels of nitric oxide, your body will definitely allow you to perform better and recover quicker. My sponsor and my sponsor's sponsor, you know, and I'm thankful, you know, for both of them for bringing this technology into my realm of awareness, they specifically found that, and they both work out aggressively, they both found that it was very noticeable the first day that they began to use these nitric oxide batteries that they were able to perform more in the gymnasium. You know, literally, they can lift more weight, do more reps, and recover quicker. Well, that applies to every aspect of our lives, whether it's in the bedroom, whether it's in some kind of competitive sporting activity. If you play golf, go bowling, go kayaking, specifically cycle, you know, whatever it is, you're going to find that the nitric oxide resonators really help you perform at a more efficient level and have much, much better recovery. So if you're in a competitive sport, why not take advantage of this technology and give yourself the edge? And also, you know, the dissertation goes into a lot of other benefits of nitric oxide. One simple takeaway is that it has major impact on your immune system also, especially related to your sinus cavities, you know, your head in general. So don't you want your immune system working, you know, a little more diligently and a little more vigilantly? So please try the nitric oxide. All the modalities this company has available are all unconditionally guaranteed, so there's no financial risk in anything. And for every listener on the show, if you begin to just effectively invite first-time listeners, you'll get rewarded with freebies. So if you don't want to buy them, you get them for free. How much better than that can it be? While we're waiting for any questions, and again, anybody can bring forward, you know, any question you'd like me to discuss, I'd like to throw out there. Well, what do you do if you do a severe ankle sprain? Severe. Well, typically, you immediately head for, you know, kind of some medical treatment. Well, you could do that. Well, in my particular case, I had a horrible episode.
Chrissy, how'd you make out with your today? Did they really trouble?
What happened is that it immediately began to swell. Of course, you know, when I moved it in any way at all, it was extremely excruciating. In fact, I was, you know, kind of fortunate when I, you know, did this damaging, silly thing to my right ankle. There was a nice man across the way that saw me fall, and he realized that I was down. You know, I was down for the count. And he came over, you know, basically wanted to, you know, call an ambulance and all the good stuff. And I said, no, I'm okay. You know, I'll walk it off. And I, you know, eventually was able to get up, and I realized that I couldn't, you know, put any weight on that ankle. And I got back to my vehicle as, you know, kind of quickly as I could, and began to put additional batteries on that damaged area. You know, I put specifically the nitro patch. I put a wow patch. I put a relief patch. I put several additional several additional nitro patches on the bottom of my foot to make sure that I was developing as much circulatory advantage as I possibly could. And then I put the earthing card in my sock. Then I got another earthing card and put it in the bottom of my shoe. And I would say that, you know, based upon the fact that I'm 2 days after a major, major damaging sprain, I don't have any pain. You know, none, zero, absolutely no discomfort of any kind. And I still can't walk on it. I mean, you know, it hasn't healed by any means, but it is phenomenal at the relief that these particular modalities have provided. So I'll call it first aid in a Band-Aid.
Sometimes I'll give you a call on the 14th,
and
that's
2:14. Sound like a plan. Tell Scott I hear him in the background.
Okay. All right. Yeah, sounds good. And then
that's exactly what I would basically be doing would be using the nitro and the wow and the relief and the earthing cards. Exactly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, anybody got any questions? Anyone? We would love to hear from you.
What do you want on the bill, Chrissy? I just need that.
Anyone got questions? Well, I guess we don't. No one, press one. Anyone? Everyone? Well,
let's talk a little bit about CBD. Gary, tell us why CBD is good if you're a over-the-road driver. Why, you know, is there possibly a need for that particular commodity?
Well, you have four-wheelers of people that drive a car that shouldn't probably have a license. They come from, you know, from five lanes over. When you're out in L.A. and you got somebody that's got seven lanes and they see an exit ramp, and they'll go from seven lanes all the way over to the exit ramp, not knowing what's on the other side of this truck, but they cut across in front of me and everybody else. It has a tendency to get your stress level really, really high. You're in and out of a truck. You're climbing, you know, you're climbing up in a trailer. You're doing things. So, you know, you're moving consistently. You get all types of conditions and weather around you. Plus, you know, you have other truck drivers that are young. They got ear bobs in both their ears and feet, literally. Barefooted and hanging out a window or hanging up on the dash and trying to drive a truck, which is irritating. And you never know what they're doing, or they're playing with their phone and texting. And, you know, they come across that white line, and you're sitting there, and all of a sudden you're looking up, and you see that they're about to take out your mirror, or they're about to run into the side of your truck or run into the side of your trailer. It will make you get to the point that you want to pull out a gun and shoot them. But when you wear the patches and you wear the CBD, my stress level is reduced, tenfold, a hundredfold, thousandfold. I don't want to reach out and grab somebody and grab them by the throat and hold them up and smack them about 10 times and say, look what you're doing. You know, it calms you down. Great for a husband and wife team, because I don't know any wife, honestly, and that's no disrespect, ladies. I don't know any woman in this planet, in this world, that don't need CBD, because your hormones are totally different than a man. Now, guys, you need CBD, too, because you have hormone issues that you probably don't even know about, that you irritate the living daylights out of your wife. So when you put those two combinations together as a man and a woman and trying to live in a household, both of you should have CBD and wearing and watch your marriage and your love life improve, because you won't argue as much. You both will get along. And then I'd slap on some nitro to have extreme fun.
Yep, good comments.
Any thoughts?
And there are so many other important facets of our CBD. Number one, it is, of course, a non-chemical substance, so that there is no problem for people that have CDL licenses and have random drug tests. For people that are active in the military, work for the school districts, work for university systems, work for state, again, no possible complication because there is no chemical composition. The source of the energy that's embedded in our CBD modality is full-spectrum CBD, organic, and it resonates continuously, so it works more efficiently from the perspective of not having to worry about dosage or frequency, because, again, it works consistently. Swap out the patch every 17 hours if you're the peel and pick. You're using one of the pet tag CBD resonators. They continually resonate. They're unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year. And boy, do they stimulate your endocannabinoid system, which guides everything, not only your hormones back into balance, but it helps with your immune system, cardiovascular system, your nervous system, endocrine system. We're repeating that. Every aspect of the mammalian body is definitely impacted by the overriding guiding system of balance, the endocannabinoid system. So enjoy our CBD, and you'll never be as stressed as you are without it.
Amen there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, somebody asked us some questions. I don't want to close the program out short. Herb, I got a question. How much, what can I do in this? What if I take this business, I mean, really, really serious, and I get out here and become a good inviter, and, you know, and I get people coming to the show consistently, and I play real good on TikTok and Facebook and social media and Instagram and everything in the world, can I make any money with this at all, or would I be wasting my time playing around with this?
Well, let's talk about the fact that this is a novel, innovative, patented technology that specifically the world has so many reasons to embrace. And as we said at the very beginning, it's pretty much unknown. Amount of exposure has been limited to some, you know, practitioners, eyes, and, you know, call them innovative practitioners. But for all intents and purposes, around the world, almost 8 billion now, it's unknown. And that spells opportunity. And if you get the leaderboard this month, you know, one brand new partner brought in 50 package sales. Okay, and let's say that
you know, there were some good $1,000 package sales in that. We make 25% commission on that. That's $250. There were a lot of $400, you know, incredibly highly valued package sales. That provides $100 commission. Well, you do the math. Combine, you know, 50 times 100 and 50 times 250, and you know, whatever, you know, combination comes together, and that's just in 1 month the beginning of some activity. Now, what happens over, you know, years and years of continually developing regular users of these various products? The, you know, potentiality is just so dramatic. It's scary, scary. And for those people that, you know, embrace this on a part-time basis and continue to, you know, put effort forward so that, you know, maybe your goal is one or two new representatives every month. But maybe it's that you, you know, really even aren't into the idea of you personally inviting somebody to the show, but you're going to support your developing team of advocates. And maybe you'll bring in a serious advocate that – that is a professional of some kind. Maybe they're going to be, you know, somebody that does a regular podcast, or somebody that has, you know, a lot of influencing potential, whether it's on the internet or whether it's in a local arena of specialty. Or just a really good lecturer. You know, they may be somebody that specializes on warning people about EMF, electromagnetic frequency, and the to the development of so much business that it would, you know, kind of out the positive possibilities of pretty much every single retail store in your own geographical location. Why? Because we are a global business.
Absolutely. And potential is just almost really frightening if you take it serious. And you get paid week in, week out, every single week. It is phenomenal. Anybody got any questions? Herb, you want to close us out? I'm out getting fuel.
Okay. I certainly appreciate everybody for tuning in this evening. Ultimately, it is Wednesday evening. That means Thursday evening is coming up very soon. 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Pacific. We will be back here tomorrow evening. Please invite somebody that you care about, you know, whether it's a stranger that you happen to walk into that needs to consider the possibilities of effective weight loss, whether it's somebody that may have some stress in the world, somebody that has a child, or you see a woman put a cell phone in her breast, please step forward and do your humane, you know, absolute obligation, and that is make them aware of options that will make their lives better. With that, thank you, Diana. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Pam. Thanks, everybody, for participating this evening. And we'll be back tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Eastern. Be blessed. Have a great evening.
Thank you, everyone. Good night. Good night, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Herb. Thank you, Diane. Good night, everyone.